in their city. Iowa, Nebraska is a six-year rebuild, not a three-year. So everybody wants Scott Frost, and my take is, look, Nebraska finally got a lot because he's on the court. And people go, well, they're not winning. Well, it's a six-year rebuild. Because I believe if you watch Nebraska play this year, games are getting closer.
Way closer.
So I was for bringing this guy back.
I thought it was a great decision. And remember, their new athletic director is Trev Alvarez, who's a Nebraska legend. Now, they didn't actually play together, but each of them are legends in their own right in the Nebraska community. Nebraska absolutely and Scott Frost. They are light years better than what they were 2 and 3 years ago.
No question.
They've played four teams in the CFP's top eight. Four. And the first three of them, they lost by a total of 13, and then they were only down by six to Ohio State before Ohio State picked up the field goal. They are way better. And by the way, all you have to do, talk to the other coaches in the conference. Ryan Day, in our conversations with him last week, he was like, man, I haven't been this nervous for a long time. This is what I mean. And he said, and I quote, one of, if not the best team we faced this year. They faced Oregon. They faced Penn State. He was very complimentary of what Nebraska was doing, in particular on defense. And I think that they did the right thing with Scott. Now, an adjustment to his contract in order to make some more room for assistants that he's now going to hire after making adjustments in his offensive thing.
So, like, you know, you guys, all you fans out there, you all want to fire the coaches. You got to come like OBJ. What are you?
What are you?
There's about eight programs in the country, maybe 10. You're a 3-year leader. And then the rest of you are 6 years.
Well, Nebraska, some are six or more. And think about this. Now Nebraska doesn't have a genuine tie to Texas. In 2010-11,
that's right.
The last time they were really competing on the top end of their conference, they had 20 players from Texas. Now they have seven. Why? Because if you're comfortable there, you could say it all. No.
All right, Clyde. I thought we made a lot of strides made there in today's thing. I will say, you're spending a lot of time on the stockings. It's just M&M's, Kit Kat. That's all you need. That's what Auburn is this year. They're a Kit Kat bar. So you get a Fast Bar.
You know what you're worried about? The Christmas gift that gets thrown out of the season. I'm worried about building houses that last forever.
Yeah,
gotcha.
That's a lot to end on.
It was heavy.
It was very heavy.
I thought it was more cordial than normal.
No, which I appreciate.
Well, I felt like I complimented you effusively.
Listen, I'm not going to lie about that. Vanity goes a long way with me.
Yeah. I want to keep coming back. I know after last week, I had a compliment of very heavy. I told you a dick David last week.
I know. That hurt. Man, we can sleep.
This episode is brought to you by Royal.
Falling by